Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Andrew's Linen Mill in Cumber in County Down has now been transformed into residential apartments, but during the Great War it was kept busy spinning linen yarn for fighter planes. Whenever it was available, it used the best flax from the Courtrai region of Belgium, and by early 1916 its entire output went to fulfil government contracts. Kieran Toll from the Irish Linen Centre and Ernie Crommy from the Ulster Aviation Society discussed the role that Andrews and linen played in the war effort.
So the war started in August of 1914, and there were sort of various uses for linen thread and linen. Some of the most important uses were things like gas masks. It was used in knapsacks and to stitch tents together. One of the most important uses of linen during the war was for airplane wings, airplane cloth. And Ireland and Ulster in particular was the main producer of airplane cloth. There was about £11 million of government contracts in Ireland. 50,000 miles of airplane cloth was produced. If you think about the average plane, it would use around 180 yards of airplane cloth. It would need to be refreshed every 12 flights or so. Back over in London, there's efforts to secure the flax supply from Russia. But in Ireland, they work hard to cultivate flax in areas where there wasn't a history of cultivating. Certain accounts show that the flax was grown again in the Midlands in Ireland. But you also see in local newspapers, the Lisbon Standard, for example, has this fantastic image of women out pulling flax around the Lisbon area. The figures show a threefold increase of acreage under cultivation throughout the war, from about 40,000 acres to about 150,000 acres. The records and the letters of Andrews Mill show that in January 1916, all his work is taken up with government contracts, and is chiefly in the production of airplane cloth.
Welcome to the Irish Linen Centre and Lisbon Museum, Ronnie. A pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to seeing this piece of fabric.
It's a round 7 foot piece of wing. It has this nice shiny silver surface. It's painted on. It has the big blue circle with a
red dot in the middle,
red dot covered in white, though we only see a small portion, maybe a third or so of that.
A layer of painted cloth, and then underneath it we have this nice red colour, which is the doping material.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where it's been chipped away, we can see the linen itself, the very fine linen, which has quite a high thread count. It's kind of like almost like stiff paper in a way.
Look at the condition of it. You're privileged. From a Bristol fighter to boot, Bristol fighters have great associations with Ireland. They would have come here in 1919 or thereabouts, and were based here at a number of airfields. It's obviously from an aileron, which of course is the moving part of a wing, which enables an aircraft to turn and bank. And looking at the fabric, imagining how many times that aileron must have moved when the aircraft was in service. It's amazing that this is still in the condition that it's in. The wingspan of the Bristol fighter would have been approaching 40 feet, so it was quite a big aircraft for its time. Basically, they were constructed of wood and fabric. A lot of the linen was Irish linen. It was then doped with a cellulose nitrate type of material, which caused the fabric to shrink. That, of course, helped to give additional rigidity to the wing itself. Amazingly, much, much larger aircraft were built at the time that we're talking about. In Belfast, too, of all places, and I'm thinking particularly of the Handley Page V1500 Bomber, 126-foot wingspan, designed, in fact, to carry a considerable bomb load as far as Berlin.
Sir Edward Carson, always the champion of Ulster, he pointed out, writing to Lady Londonderry in October of 1918, "Don't you think something ought to be done to get the King to visit Ulster? He's been to every shipyard and munitions factory in England and Scotland, encouraging the workers, and yet Ulster has the biggest shipyard and has turned out all the airplane cloth which has been used, and they get no royal smile simply because the rest of Ireland is disloyal."
Andrew's Mill, in Cumber. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.